Stephen Foster, after quite honestly a game that's had absolutely everything and has seen us qualify for the cup final by finally beating Whitley Warriors 5-3 on their own ice, that's got to feel really good.
It does, and I think obviously after our game before Christmas when we played up here, it was way beyond the standards that we can play at. To be honest, I think both teams didn't play that great, but Whitley were better than us on the day then. One thing we want to do, I think the two weeks off that we've had has done the boys well. It's a good reset, and they've just gone, enjoyed Christmas. But when we came back on Wednesday, we had a meeting Wednesday night before the first training session, and we just kind of set the scene of what we think. And a lot of it was about belief. Believe in each other. Have the belief that we can actually go through and we can actually do something good. And, you know, the way we started last night, we just said it's six periods of hockey. You know, obviously it was seven tonight with the overtime, but six periods of hockey will dictate this. It's not just one thing. We've got to keep going. And those two goals last night towards the end just set us up nicely, ready for tonight. And we were on the front foot then, so the belief was there and boys carried it out.
Yeah, I was about to say that last period last night probably was kind of the ball that got rolling for us. And you could really see that because we hit the ground running when we came in here tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, we were prepared to weather the storm tonight because obviously Whitley always come out hard against you in this place. And we changed our system slightly just to try and do that and make sure we're better defensively. And I think that worked. Obviously, last night it worked well and we just tweaked it again for tonight. And the boys just did everything that we could have wanted. Yes, it was a shame to go down, but the belief in this team that we've had all year, and our overtimes are great as well once we get into them. And but obviously everybody's over the moon, and you know it's another stepping stone for us. We get through to a final, we'll see how we get on there. But you know, every game we've got to come and show. It doesn't matter whether we're playing Whitley or whether we're playing bottom of the league Sheffield. If you don't show in this league, you're going to get beat. So we're a team that it's not just going to get done. It's got to be hard work of all the boys in the room. And there's some that didn't get on tonight or last night, but they're still all a massive part of this group, and everybody is in it together, and that togetherness will help us all the way through the rest of the season.
I think that goal that when we got our noses in front at 2-1, I think that's when we really started to see the belief running through the side, and it really did seem to be the springboard that made us carry on, even though we had little setbacks after that where Whitley scored and obviously on aggregate they were ahead. But you could really see the belief in the guys. They weren't prepared to give it up this time.
No, and I think that's one of the things that was mentioned early on is win your battles. You know, sometimes you come to the likes of here, or when you play Whitley or feistier teams, you've got to win your one-on-one battles and want it more than what they do. And, you know, there's not many teams around that want it more than what Whitley do, because that's how they play. That feistiness, that willing never to give up. We had to rise above that today, and the boys just look at the amount of shots we blocked tonight. You know, there was loads of shots, and that means the players are getting the right position and putting the bodies on the line to make sure they'll block that shot. Last night, offensively, we shot too many at the goalie's chest. You know, we wasted lots of opportunities. We didn't waste those tonight. Every save that Dean had to make for them tonight, I don't think there was any in at his chest. We were trying to pick corners. If we missed a goal, that's fair enough, but we were always trying to pick corners. We said any chance we get in kind of that high slot area, get it towards goal, because you never know what can happen, and it worked well to us first time.
That never say die attitude is probably summed up by the overtime winner in the end. Chris Sykes is on his knees on the backhand and he still manages it to force it past the keeper. Probably the player that the Warriors fans least wanted to see score, and just the perfect ending, really.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Sykes, he's took a lot of stick up here over the years. I think Rowley might actually be just ahead of Sykes, you know, who they don't want to score at the minute. But, you know, credit to the likes of Chris, because he does take a loads of stick and he just gets on with it. And, you know, at the end of the day, he's a goal scorer. So he's done what we need him to do for us. And he's done it well and got us the win on the board. But the rest of the team, like I say, all the way through, was just contributed all night. All two nights, really.
Some very tired legs out there at the end. I think that just shows the effort that's been put in this last couple of days.
It does, and we're asking a lot of the players some of the times that we, you know, are we overplaying them some of the times? But we tried to play three lines all the way through. We were a little bit shorter in defence tonight of what we played, but we tried to play the three lines. Beginning of the third period, I know Whitley had dropped to two lines for a lot of that. We knew they were getting a lot of ice time, so we knew later on that there's a good chance that they were going to be quite tired. But we just seemed to be that little bit fresher. And yes, there were tired legs, but again, they did everything we needed. And like I say, the boys give everything into that game. And that's what you want. You want to come off as a player going, I've given my all. Win, lose, draw. It doesn't, like, obviously it's no draws, but win or lose, if you've given it your all, then you can't ask anymore.
Well, it's the perfect springboard into the rest of the season. We've made a cup final. We're travelling over at Deeside next week, I believe. So it is the perfect springboard. That momentum's there now to go on and do good.
Yeah, it's good. It's that belief. But I think the one thing you've got to be careful of after results like this is to just all of a sudden think you're it and you're not going to have to work hard for it. So that's something we want to get into the boys, that every time, as I said before, we've got to work hard. It's not just going to happen just because we've got through to a final.
Well, as a fan in the stands, I can only say it's been an absolute pleasure this evening to finally walk out of Hillheads on the right end of the scoreline. And I think the fans really did do their part tonight as well.
Absolutely. I mean, we need that fan base coming up here to give us that support, because, you know, it always is quite hostile when you come up here. But when you look at this year, you know, you're on about Whitley and finally beating. We've done that to Whitley and to Solway this year. So this group of boys are doing good things this year, and, you know, the support that we're getting, I think the boys deserve it, but also it's nice that they're giving back to the fans for all the support over these years, where we haven't really been as good as what we could be or the fans would like to be high up that table. It's great for that to start paying off right now.
Game at Hillheads with Captain Michael Elder, and for a change we're talking about a Stars win on Tyneside, and it's been a long time coming and it must taste very sweet.
Yeah, it does. It is a long time coming. I think only a few of us on the team can remember the past 3, 4, 5 years, however long it is, being on the wrong end of this result. So yeah, it definitely does feel nice to get one. Obviously the occasion as well, the two-legged game and the cup semi-final, that's just an added bonus. But we were more concentrating on our performances. We've come into this building too many times over the past few years and just not played the right way. You've got to come here and it's never going to be pretty. You've got to come here and you've just got to battle for 60 minutes, and well, we've done it for 65 tonight and we've come out with the result. So I couldn't be more prouder of everyone in that room.
I think possibly the final period last night gave the guys that belief and momentum. So two goals late on to bring it back to 3-2 and just the one goal deficit. I think you could really see that from the start that the guys made.
Absolutely. And like you saw last night, that even when we play an hour ring, every time you play Whitley, it's the goals that get scored, they're never going to be pretty goals. They've got a good style of play and it works for them. And you saw that last night in the third period. The goals that we scored weren't pretty. They were just shots on goal, getting Trafford in front. Dean Bowater is a good shot stopper on his day, so we knew that we had to get Trafford in front to cause him a problem. And yeah, like you said, we clawed two back in that third to really make a go of it. I think probably looking at a 3-0 coming into this building would have been a very, very, very tough ask. Could have come here and give it our all, but we clawed two back. And yeah, tonight was all to play for. And yeah, like we say, no pressure was on us. We came in underdogs. We haven't won here in God knows how long, so we had no pressure. We just had to play our game, and yeah, we pulled it out the bag.
I think you could have given man of the match to pretty much anybody that was on the ice tonight. Chris Sykes has got it in the end for the perfect overtime score, if you like, off his knees and on the backhand, and silence in the crowd.
Absolutely. Look, Sykes, he's wanted that one for a long time. He's taken a lot of flack for the fans A lot of it being personal over the years, which is not nice to see, but you know, he just stays in the game. And yeah, no matter whether Chris is having a good game or a bad game, he's playing with an injury tonight, he's always got something, he's always got that extra to give. And yeah, we just had to play him as much as we can in the overtime, and as you could saw, that one meant a lot for him, and it's meant a lot for our team. We've got a good group of guys in there that just stuck up for one another tonight, and everyone pulled on the same rope. And like you said, the man of match could have gone to anyone. I thought Callum Wilkinson has been great over the both legs, to be honest with you. He's come back after New Year, and we really needed to get him going, and he's absolutely flying. And Tommy Brown, he's stood on his head. We were quite happy with the chances. We were giving them wide chances, and we trust Tommy to save them every day of the week, and the stops that he had to make, he made. And we know that on his day, Tommy's one of the best goalies in the league. So yeah, like you say, it could have gone to all 20, 24 guys tonight, but Sexy got it.
And it's a cup final. We don't know who we're going to play yet, but bring it on.
Absolutely, yeah. Like we said, we just focus on the performance, and that got us through. We've just got to trust the process that we go with. Like you say, we've got a cup final to play for now, and we've put ourselves in a good position. We've started picking up points in the league. That's not going to stop now. So we've just got to keep this momentum going, and who knows?
Well, from a fan in the stands, it's been absolutely brilliant to watch, and finally getting a result here.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it probably means more to the fans than it does to us. They've travelled up here for God knows how many years and watched us be on the wrong side of the result. So we thank them all for travelling up here, and we've repaid them tonight.